Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The ultimate question is not whether the president's conduct warrants its removal, his removal from office, but whether our nation is better served by his removal by the Senate now, with impeachment, or by the decision the voters will make in November. I do believe a bipartisan majority of this body would vote to censure President Trump for his actions in this manner. Censure would allow this body to unite across party lines, and as an equal branch of government, to formally denounce the president's actions and hold him accountable.
All right, Joe Manchin, the Democratic senator, who is friendly with the White House, leaning towards censure. You heard it there. That's what he's trying to push for, although it doesn't look like there is much of an appetite for it. And because of the amount of people, of course, who would have to jump on that as well, Wednesday will be the vote ultimately. Senators are giving speeches explaining their votes after the closing arguments on Monday, and then Wednesday is hump day, and it is the day that is the deciding day this week on whether the president would get booted, and I cannot imagine the numbers are not there. Even Lisa Murkowski, who just ducked reporters and did anything she could to avoid answering very many questions, the senator from Alaska announced that she cannot vote to convict President Trump in the impeachment trial, the Senate impeachment trial, but nevertheless calls his actions shameful and wrong. And this is pretty much what we're seeing with most of the, I shouldn't say that, with some of the Republicans. She went on and down a path where she talked about responsibility and integrity and honor and all of that. And then she was critical of the House and the Senate and the House rushing the impeachment inquiry and all of the things in between that you can imagine. This is like trapdoor politics. Because you look around at your constituents, not that I'm being cynical, and you get up, you have your moment in the sun, so to speak, and then you decide, how do I word this that, that I come off saying, oh, I don't agree with some of the things that I've heard have happened, but this process has been sloppy. Let's blame it on the process or blame it on something else. So it is interesting times, they say, and I would multiply that. Kate Delaney's my name. If you haven't heard the show and you just tuned in, stay with us. And thanks for finding us. How about this one? The Democrats just keep bungling it. They just keep bungling it. The first caucus, the big deal, the 2020 Iowa caucuses. There's delays in reporting. They don't know anything. They might not know anything until sometime Tuesday, in all seriousness. Why? What's going on? Because there's problems with the voting. First, there was the allegations that there was some crazy app that screwed things up, and then there was a hack into the system. The bottom line is this. It's not good that people can't even get the results in, that they're calling them in and they're on hold for 2 hours. I heard somebody say that earlier in the evening. So the Iowa Democratic Party, they're hunkering down right now. They're probably listening to this show and they're eating, I don't know, something from Chipotle or wherever. But this is embarrassing. This is dark. This is not good. In the, having the delay in reporting the caucus results, I mean, listen, there's going to be a push, I'm sure, to maybe not even do the caucus anymore. This quaint, amazing thing where there is discussions and face-to-face conversations with the voters, both for the Republicans, by the way, and for the Democrats. It's just this year, in a presidential year, you have the incumbent president running again, running to do two terms, so he would win the Iowa caucus. But for the Democrats and for the army of Democrats that are still in this, it's a big deal to be able to say, hey, we won the caucus and whatever. But instead, there's all kinds of confusion and problems with this. According to something that I saw from the former Iowa Democratic Party chair, a guy named Andy McGuire, the state campaign chair for Senator Amy Klobuchar. The precinct captains were given a six-digit PIN that they put in their identities. The precinct captain does that and allows them to put in their results. And I guess this is where the app thing comes in. And it worked fine for somebody, but then something went on where it didn't work anymore, and they were worried that it was hacked into. But everything is backed up by paper, so they had to sign the results. It's all on paper, but then that means the whole counting thing and aligning all of that up, and there's inconsistencies, so that means they're forced to review this because there's too many red flags. That's it. You know, I mean, that, bottom line. The winner of the caucuses is decided by state delegate equivalents, and it's kind of tied to this weird math formula, not head counts. So, in a rare case, they have coin flips or games of chance in the rare circumstance. What if they just all agree to it? Look, let's have one battle here. We'll just have a battle royale. We'll flip some coins. You know, we'll play through the night. We'll play the Game of Thrones. There is a Game of Thrones game. I don't know. I'm making fun, but it's sad. It's very, very sad. And it's sad for the people who are involved in the process because of the pride they take in it, and now these results are delayed, so it's not good. So right here at the get-go, the president's impeachment trial is almost over. Senators are going through what they thought of the process or what they want to say or their 5 seconds in the light on the floor. I don't know. But Wednesday is, like I mentioned before, when the decision's made. And we don't know who won the caucuses in Iowa, but we do. Here's the good news. We don't need replay. We just need to tell you, if you somehow don't know, Kansas City beat San Francisco in the Super Bowl 31-20. 99.9 million people, that's the estimate, watched the Super Bowl. 99.9 million. Pat Mahomes, the kid from Tyler, Texas, wowed him because he was having an game. Come, and I say, it's not that every play was terrible, but they were behind 10 points. At the halftime, they went into the locker room tied at 10. And then San Francisco rose to the occasion, and it was not looking great. But remember, this is Pat Mahomes, and he is the comeback artist, and they came back in a big way, like I said, to win this. 31-20. The quarterback was the MVP, or is the MVP, of the Super Bowl. So congratulations to them. And the great news is there was, you know, that game, there's not a lot of controversy. A couple of plays, perhaps, but not really. And it goes down in the history books for a 50-year drought to come out and win it like that. And for Andy Reid, who'd been to the Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles but didn't win, and all the personal things that he's gone through, the death of a son who was riddled with drug problems, and then another one who came out of the darkness of that. It's a very big moment for him, for his family, and of course he cares about the team and the rest of the coaches. So congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, stay with us. I'm getting a glass of water in honor of Marco Rubio. I'll be back, and we'll rock right into it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Whitney Wolf Heard helping changing dating through the use of social media in the last decade with two apps put her on the map. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is her story.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113, DrinkSuperTea.com.
With a swipe right or left, you can reject or accept the date. That's Tinder. Whitney Wolf Heard co-founded it. After leaving that company, though, she founded Bumble, a different dating app that gave women a little more control than the traditional dating apps. As of September 2019, Tinder and Bumble were the first and second most popular dating apps in the U.S. Bumble has over 22 million registered users, called one of the most important women in technology. Heard's net worth is listed as $290 million. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Yeah, think about that, $290 million. You know, she's 30 years old, lives in Salt Lake City, and is an American entrepreneur. And she did become the founder and CEO of Bumble that I described there in our special feature, Her Story, which, by the way, you can get on Alexa, on Amazon's Alexa as well. Just put it in your skills section. Go to a virtual news center, and it's there. And then put it in, and then voila, you walk in the door and you say, play Her Story. Play my flash briefings, and then that comes up. But anyway, swipe left, it's a reject. Swipe right, you're into whoever that is on Tinder. Luckily, I missed that era of dating. Although some swear by it, it cuts down the time, and people have met people that way it's got to be interesting. And it certainly is huge because obviously you look at how many people have signed up for the apps, whether it's Tinder or whether it's Bumble, and it's a heck of a lot of people that are out there dating, and that's why Forbes gave that company value of more than $1 billion. What's cool is the backstory, because I'm into stories. So we're into our odds and ends section. That means I'm going to put some things out there that maybe you haven't heard. And just to finish up her story, this all happened at 22. She got involved with this startup, and she was going to SMU and came out of SMU. And so they were thinking, well, geez, what could we, like, everybody's talking about apps, and what can we do with this whole idea of the whole dating thing? And they came up with Tinder. And you know how they came up with Tinder? Small sticks. You know, Tinder is small sticks when you have a fire. And they were at, her father had a cabin in Montana, and a group of them were there. And that's what they came up with. The flame logo, using Tinder, get it? Small sticks. Uh-huh. And then there you go. What's wild is it was thriving, the company Tinder, but then there was a lot of tension with other execs there. She left the company, filed a lawsuit for sexual harassment, got more than $1 million in the settlement, then started the whole Bumble thing and took off from there. There is money in dating and technology. Who knew 20 years ago that would become a thing? It is a thing. At least those apps work versus what's happening at the Iowa caucuses, where it is not working. It is not working. One thing that is scary, a couple of things. One thing that's scary is this coronavirus that continues to spread in China and outside of China, where it's almost to the point they have not called it a pandemic, but you wonder, it's almost to that point, and that's been whispered that perhaps it is a pandemic, not officially, but the more people that die, the more that it spreads, the symptoms and how scary this is, and the fears are stoked certainly very, very high. In this case, because Wuhan, which is the city where this started, 11 million people. 11 million people. And the amount of people that travel in and out of China, and the confirmed cases, the deaths, close to 400, depending on the source, it's not good. I looked up something before I jumped on the air because you keep seeing different numbers. It's 400. It's, you know, the official word that I got from someone from the CDC, earlier in the afternoon, and of course that can change, confirmed 362. Not the 400, I think I even said 400 earlier, not the 400 that's being reported, but there are those that are in bad shape. Confirmed cases, 17,493. I mean, that's the official number. You think of SARS? I mean, it's a health emergency. Scary. You know, there's been movies done about that, and you look at the movie and think, oh, thank goodness. Ooh, can you imagine if that happened here? Well, that's the concern. We don't want to see it happen here, and there are people with it that are in hospitals in the U.S. Granted, it's less than 20, but still, the way this thing spreads, that is what is so incredibly scary. Scary for some of you is winter weather is going to smash into a bunch of us. Already, several Utah school districts canceled classes. In Denver, the temperatures were in the 20s, snow was falling. It was a day after they had 74 degrees. The potential dump of heavy snow that's going to continue through Wyoming, Idaho, Utah, all those places. I mean, they've already canceled classes. And Tuesday into Wednesday, several inches of snow is possible from northern Texas to southwestern Missouri is what they're saying, depending on what happens, obviously, with the atmosphere, etc. But you're going to see heavy rainfall, flooding, thunderstorms, all of that. In fact, even in L.A., they had strong winds that led to a plane running into a trash bin, and it blew out two tires at LAX. Isn't that scary to think about that? We're talking about a 747 cargo aircraft getting ready for takeoff. A trash bin goes onto the runway, hit the nose gear, and then you have two blown out tires. Seven people got off the plane. Nobody was injured. And they're saying these isolated gusts of wind, 80 and 90 miles an hour. So mostly with flying, the airlines are scrambling to enforce that coronavirus travel restrictions that are out there. And as I mentioned, because you don't know who could possibly have gotten it, where it hopscotched, etc., it's that much scarier. And planes, like I mentioned, of course, are being sprayed and everything else for potential to decontaminate them. But I don't know if that makes you feel protected, really, or not, because there's nobody in the health business that can tell you 100%, oh, don't worry, you know, we're covered. And then sad news for the king of talk radio. I mean, he's been in the business 30 years. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine says he is absolutely the most important talk figure, period, in the last three decades, revealed that he's been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. He announced the news Monday on his radio show, and he was pretty choked up. He said it's been one of the most difficult days in recent memory for him. And he said he knew that it was coming, and he says, I don't like to talk about myself. I don't like making things about me. I like the program to be about you and the things that matter to all of us. But he says, I have advanced lung cancer, and it was confirmed by two different institutions, and he was short of breath, and he realized something was off, something was wrong, and he is gonna post and do all that, but in and out of the studio. So really tough. We wish him the best. His only last month, his contract was due to expire this year. He renewed his deal with Premier Radio Networks. I have a friend who handles operations for them and has talked about how easy he is to deal with when he comes into town and whatnot. But, boy, that is a serious blow. And the way he said it was, you could tell, you know, advanced lung cancer is serious, serious business again. So Rush Limbaugh announces that on his show. And again, we wish him the best in battling that. That is really, really tough, tough, tough. And again, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs for their win, making history and probably making a mega deal for the young quarterback Pat Mahomes, who may get $200 million. Wow!
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Topping the political news this hour, a big delay in reporting the final results out of the Iowa caucuses due to inconsistencies. All of the candidates speaking as the votes being tallied. Former Vice President Biden with wife Jill by his side saying, on to New Hampshire. In the headlines this hour, closing arguments wrapping up in the impeachment matter in the Senate, with the final vote set for 4 p.m. Eastern Wednesday. President Trump expected to be cleared of all wrongdoing. Conservative radio talk show icon Rush Limbaugh shocking millions of listeners with the announcement he has advanced lung cancer. Limbaugh, who is 69, used to smoke cigarettes and originally thought he had a heart problem as he had shortness of breath, turns out it's lung cancer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I think a lot of you listening, no matter what kind of hours you work, and I know it's all over the map for everybody. Hey, Kate Delaney, I understand about casual Fridays. I used to be the sports director of a huge station, and then I was also a COO of a radio network, and that was one of the things that was debated heavily. So there's a new study that says the workplace is getting much more casual. 90% of managers believe that over the course of the past decade, the workplace has become significantly less formal. This is a global staffing firm, Account Temps. They polled more than 2,800 senior managers in the U.S. That's where this comes from, so you get it. And they discovered nearly all of them, 91%, felt a number of previously unacceptable office behaviors have become standard in the past 10 years. Wow. Joy Smithy is in our virtual green room listening to this, and we welcome her to the show. She's a highly respected employment and labor law attorney. She represents employers and employees throughout Maryland and the District of Columbia and a diverse range of legal matters, including discrimination, wage issues, sex abuse, harassment, employee defamation, and so much more. Thanks so much, Joyce, for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So we look at the workplace. You heard what I just said. I know you know this study. And with the workplace getting casual or maybe a little more casual, is that a problem?
You know, it all depends on the culture of the workplace. Certainly, there's pros to it, and there can be cons to it. If you're in a workplace with a lot of client and customer contact, where those customers may expect a certain amount of professionalism in the dress, it can be a problem. On the other hand, if you have employees who are able to dress as they wish, they view that as a perk. It can have a positive boost on morale. So, you know, it may be a problem. It may be a positive, depending on the culture of the workplace.
So you see this. I described the kind of law that you do and all kinds of law related to the same thing, though, I would say, when we're talking about workplaces. And I wonder, do you agree with what the study's saying and that there are a lot of unacceptable things that are going on? Because I can tell you, I saw that when I was a boss, and this was a while ago. This was over a decade ago. What do you think?
I definitely agree. I own a law firm that does only employment and labor work, and we get approximately now about 100 to 150 calls a week. And, you know, it runs the gamut of the types of behaviors we hear from different people. So I do think, I do think that there is a lot of unacceptable behavior. I think it just may be changing across the years as to what we view is unacceptable, and stuff that might have been okay 10 years ago isn't, and stuff that wasn't okay 10 years ago is now okay.
Yeah, crazy. And you've got to be busy. I mean, are your phones just ringing off the hook?
They really are. It is very busy. I think it's a sad statement of, you know, how unhappy employers and employees can be in the workplace. Certainly I'm busy, and most of the employment and labor attorneys I know are quite busy.
So the bottom line is this. When you feel you're not being treated right, what's the first thing you should do before we even get to the point of having any kind of a lawsuit or a problem?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think there are different types of conduct that could fall under not being treated right or fairly. Certainly if you have issues that could be illegal, things that, you know, are perhaps sexual harassment or racial harassment, discrimination, you probably want to treat those differently than perhaps, you know, a personality dispute in the workplace. You know, I get a lot of complaints from people about bullying in the workplace, and it's counterintuitive that most places don't have a law against that. For harassment and bullying to be illegal, it needs to be based on a protected class, such as gender or race. So if you are in a personality dispute that isn't related to your gender, race, age, or other protected classes, you may not have any legal protection. And in that case, it can make sense to go directly to the person that you're having the dispute with, but only if you're comfortable and feel safe doing so. I would definitely check your policies and your handbook. Many companies have policies and handbooks that address these concerns. Many of them have a complaint policy that would encourage you to go either to your supervisor or to human resources for those complaints. And again, if it's a complaint of more generalized bullying or a personality dispute, you know, HR is going to be sort of your first and last resort in getting that solved, because most states do not have a law protecting against those things. But if it deals with a gender issue, race issue, age issue, or other protected classes, certainly you want to see if they have a policy. You want to report that to HR, because HR is going to have certain obligations when they learn of those kinds of unfair conduct in the workplace. They are going to have to investigate it, promptly remedy it, because if not, those employees will escalate, and they'll take it to the EEOC and perhaps even eventually a lawsuit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. So I have to ask you, Joyce, there's all kinds of law out there that you could practice. You go to law school. How'd you go down this lane, and is it rewarding for you?
Yes, I'm so glad I found it. I went to law school in the 90s when it was a good economy, and I came out interviewing at a lot of Wall Street firms at, you know, looking at document review, and I thought that I'd made the worst mistake in my life, and found employment law in the firm that I went to after law school, and realized it's one of the most important defining parts of most people's daily existence, and losing your job can be as devastating as, you know, a death in the family for people. They lose their identity. They lose their ability to support their family. And it's an area that, again, isn't, you don't have as many rights as you might suspect in the workplace. And so it's a difficult area, and it's challenging. And I really, you know, I love the idea of going in and working with this very limited set of laws and trying to carve out a way to, you know, get people through these difficult times. On the plaintiff side, there's no better feeling than helping somebody through this and taking on that big company and being, you know, rolling that boulder up the hill and holding them accountable. But on the employer side, it's really wonderful to be on the side of proactively keeping these things from happening and helping companies implement policies and provide sensitivity training so that they never have to end up at the EEOC or in a lawsuit.
People ask me all the time, Joyce, because I'm either speaking behind a microphone on radio or TV, or I'm on a stage. I'm a speaker as well. They always say, "Oh, what's the best speech you ever gave? What's the most famous person you ever met or interviewed?" And so I have to ask you, what's your favorite case? Did you just have a case where, was it the first one you won? Was it one where you thought someone was really getting done dirty and I won it? What was your favorite case?
Hard question, because I have a lot of them, and it can be different things. It can be defined by the client or the outcome, but I have to say, for me, an obvious answer is one of my first ones I tried. I mean, we're probably talking 20 years ago, and it was a case against Walmart, and you know, I kept trying the case. I was a brand new lawyer, and the client was having difficulty finding a lawyer to take the case on contingency. My firm at the time said, go ahead and take it. It'll be good experience. The client wanted me to take it. Her husband had died working at Walmart, and they weren't paying death benefits to her. And I tried that case three times. They appealed it three times.
Wow.
And I won it three times. You know, and there was just something about, you know, taking on a company that size, and it doesn't work for me as much anymore now that I've practiced as long as I have, but I can remember trying that case the first time saying, look, I'm going to make mistakes, but I promise you I will not make the same mistake twice. And it really worked, and I remember they had three law firms going up against me, and I had, you know, the widow client next to me, and it felt like this huge battle, and I had this small little arsenal of weapons, and to win that case, so many times I was hooked, that adrenaline rush of being able to take that on and come away with a decision that affected that client's life forever. You know, she ended up getting, you know, death benefits, I believe, till today, even though the case is now 20 years old. I think that was the first one where I really got the rush of what it feels like to change someone's life through the processes we have.
Ooh, I love that. And you obviously changed life. So they didn't realize when they took you on, look, this lady is not going away. They're not going away, so we're gonna have to pay, and that's exactly what happened. You didn't go away.
I think that's right. There's that saying that 80% of life is showing up, and boy, did I just keep showing up.
I love that story. All right. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Joyce Smithy, and, you know, talking about the workplace and what does it mean, and be careful out there with what you're doing, because I know it is more lax. There's no question about that. Joyce, thanks.
Sure. My pleasure. Thank you.
And again, if you want to know more about Joyce, you can always go to smithylaw.com. I love that story. She took on the Goliath, and she won. You dig deep enough, and you always, always find it. Can you imagine the lawyers they had? I'm thinking like of The Rainmaker, that movie, and what that looked like. All right. Yeah, that's what it was like, for sure. All right, stay with us. Man Cave coming up next. Oh,
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For you today, Dr. Neil Barnard is with us, and let me tell you, he's written 19 books. He's a New York Times best-selling author, and in his new book, Your Body in Balance, you think about the incredible research and what he knows that we need to know, the science behind how some of these common conditions, like I can't tell you how many conversations I've had about half of these things, like infertility, weight gain, menopausal systems, breast and prostate cancers, thyroid problems. So many of you have called the show when we do our segment for your health and talked about that. So, again, what a treat to have him on. Thanks so much, Doc, for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
So let's talk about, you know, how foods balance hormones and what we don't know. And I think there's a lot that we don't know. Tell us about that. What, you know, how do the foods we eat create a hormone imbalance?
Yes, it's a surprising thing. Foods control hormones, and hormones are messengers. For example, estrogens affect a woman's reproductive cycle. So cramps or infertility, or even something like hot flashes are related to estrogens, and we can change those things based on what we eat. Am I saying that a young woman could get rid of her menstrual cramps by changing her diet? That's, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. But diabetes is a different hormone. That's insulin that's the issue. Or thyroid hormone. Thyroid relates to, in some cases, weight gain or sluggishness. In all of these cases, the food choices that we make are affecting our hormone function. Now, everybody gets a different effect from the diet change, and they should definitely talk with their doctor if they've got any medical condition. But now is the time to really use this missing ingredient, which is the foods that we're eating, because they control our hormones.
Yeah, thank goodness, Doc, because I'm telling you that, you know, this is the thing that just as from the perspective of a non-medical person, like I said, I constantly hear these discussions and so many of us don't understand what's the foods that we should be eating. And I just had this conversation with my husband, actually, about fiber. What are some of the benefits of fiber?
Okay, fiber is plant roughage. And let me describe maybe how this works. Let's say a young woman has terrible menstrual cramps. If she, for the next month, does what I'm going to recommend, no animal products in her diet at all, because animal products have zero fiber and they've got animal fat. But throw them all out. I'm going to make you a vegan for the next month and keep oils really low. What she is likely to discover is that her menstrual pain diminishes, her flow lightens up, and she feels back in balance. For couples with fertility issues, one of the most amazing things, we had a young woman in one of our research studies. She and her husband were convinced that they could never have a child because she wasn't ovulating. The second month of the research study, she came in, she had gotten pregnant and ended up having another child and another child. She ended up having three kids. This is a woman who thought that she was infertile. The problem is not that you're infertile necessarily. You could just be out of balance. So let's get back into balance. What does fiber do? Fiber helps escort excess estrogens out of the body. So if a woman has too much estrogen and that causes the cramping and ovulatory problems, fiber helps to remove excess estrogen. In a guy, let's say a guy has some erectile dysfunction, as many guys do. What we discover is if they go on a completely plant-based diet, the blood flow to their private parts improves, and it improves often dramatically as the weeks go by, so that many men report that their erectile dysfunction just flat out goes away. So they're not looking for Viagra prescriptions anymore. They're like they were when they were younger.
Wow. So it's interesting. You talked about what you would get rid of and what fiber is, et cetera. So this is a great topic. And when we look at that, what are some of the things that people that are listening can do nutritionally right now to help themselves?
Okay, step one, what I would encourage people to do is identify what condition you'd like to get better. Would you just like to lose some weight? Or do you have something more serious like diabetes? Or is your thyroid gland acting up? Or for women, is the issue you're concerned about your fertility? Are you having endometriosis or cramps? Or are hot flashes driving you crazy? Or we also see this with mood problems where you just don't feel like yourself anymore. No, step one, figure out what your target is. Step two, take 1 week. During this 7 days, I want you to figure out plant-based foods that you would like. Start with breakfast. So for breakfast every day, maybe have corn flakes with cow's milk. Well, cow's milk has estrogens in it. Not a lot, but you don't want that. So have almond milk or soy milk or rice milk or oat milk or something like that. So take 7 days, find the replacements for foods. And in your body in balance, I have lots of suggestions for you. Step three, take 3 weeks and actually eat plant-based foods all the time. So I'm going to make you a vegan, but it's easy because you've already picked out the foods you like in the previous step, and it's only 21 days. So anyone can do that and see how you feel at the end of 3 weeks. For almost everybody, you are going to feel like you just look at foods differently, and it revolutionizes your health and your outlook on life.
Well, I can imagine, especially if you start to feel the effects of it, and you've already given us some scenarios where that's happened, especially the story of the woman who thought she couldn't even have any kids. We're speaking with Dr. Neil Barnard, and he is a nutrition researcher and New York Times bestselling author, as I mentioned. He's, in fact, written 19 books. So let's talk about this book. What went into the research part of your body and balance?
Well, the diabetes chapter relies a lot on the work that we did, funded by the National Institutes of Health, where we wanted to find better diets for type 2 diabetes. And what we have done is show that a low-fat vegan diet is 300% better than a conventional diabetes diet for blood sugar control. The part on menstrual pain, menstrual cramps, and estrogenic control comes from the work that we did with the Georgetown University Department of OBGYN, where we found that young women who thought they were just cursed with having one day every month when they were in misery, we found that we could change that, and it depends on food. So our research is in there, but not just ours. I mean, we draw on research from laboratories around the world.
You know, talking about that research and specifically diabetes, you've mentioned a couple of different times, and people are now more aware of type 2 diabetes. As somebody who has made this their life's mission and what you've been able to research and find out, how exciting is it to you that there is now this opportunity if people would just grab the rope, so to speak, to save themselves?
Oh, it's the most wonderful thing in the world. I will never forget the first patient that I saw. This was maybe 16 years ago or something. The first patient I saw whose diabetes just went away. And I thought, this diet is more powerful than we had thought. I'm talking about his diabetes just gone, on no medications, totally normal blood tests, whereas he had had out-of-control diabetes before joining the study. We've now gotten used to diabetes going away. It happens very, very frequently. But don't cancel your doctor's appointment. See your doctor. Talk with your doctor about this approach. Put it to work and see what it'll do for you.
Yeah, for you personally, when you go into a new year, do you set certain goals nutritionally wise for yourself?
I do think that it's good to set goals, but my goal actually now is to spread the word, not just to individuals who might read your body in balance, but my goal is a little bit bigger. I want them to share this with their children, because we have to stop this cycle where kids adopt unhealthy diets that their parents have had, and they think that they should just have cramps and have fertility problems, and that when you're 40, you should have diabetes. No, you shouldn't have those things, and I want to help your body to get in balance, even if you're 12 years old.
Yeah, I'm just curious because, again, your just amazing resume. I mean, you're the president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. That tells you everything there. You're a faculty member of George Washington University School of Medicine, a fellow of the American College of Cardiology, and you said it, what it was like to see someone see their diabetes go away. I mean, now this is the best time ever, right, for people to be able to do this easily. And you said it, what can you do in a week? Because I think, Doc, sometimes people think, oh no, it's too hard. I mean, I'm just used to the processed food. I go, I get it in a box and that's it. But it's not. There are easy ways, and you talk about it in your book, right?
Well, yes. Plus, we give you recipes. I mean, the recipes were done by Lindsay S. Nixon, who's the greatest recipe developer ever. And when she sent me the recipes, they're delicious, but she also included a note that I printed in the book where she tells me that this diet change cured her menstrual cramps too. So I thought, okay, that was an unexpected endorsement.
Boy, no kidding. All right, Doc, thanks so much, and we'll tell everybody they can pick up the book wherever great books are sold, right? Barnes & Noble, of course, Amazon, etc.
Everywhere. And if there's still a bookstore that has survived in your neighborhood, give them your business. They could use it.
Oh, I agree. All right, keep spreading the word. Thanks so much for joining us on the show, and thanks to everybody else for listening as well.
Thank you.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone
someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.